This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. The holiday season is a time when many people look forward to festivities with friends and family. But for others, this time of year can worsen stress, sadness, and depression. A study this year by the health service company Cigna revealed many American adults are considered lonely. The survey involved more than 20,000 U.S. adults ages 18 and older. I had a chance this year to talk about the findings with Allie Henriksen, a behavioral health assistant and crisis director for Family Counseling Center in Southern Illinois, as well as four of her clients. I started by asking Henriksen to define the term loneliness.
Within our agency, it's really how our clients define it and how they identify with it. A lot of people seeking services don't come in and state that they're feeling lonely or that they're, that they have a sense of loneliness. It's really they report that they lack a support system, that they don't feel like they have a sense of belongingness within their community, within their family, within their workplace, somewhere that they identify with.
The Cigna study described loneliness at epidemic levels across the country. Henriksen says it is prevalent in Southern Illinois.
I think it is something that is reported often. And like I said, it's not always reported as the word loneliness. But I do think that people that I see within our agency are lacking that support, are lacking really being integrated into the community on that deeper level and really feeling connected and a belongingness within their community. So it is something that is being seen that we are that we do address on a day-to-day in our agency with our clients. So I think that it's there, and I think it's something to really think about. I think it's a concern.
There are many reasons why someone would suffer from loneliness. 47-year-old Melissa felt isolated in an abusive relationship.
He had me completely shut off from other people, even family.
Has that improved since you started seeking treatment?
Yes, and I got away from him, and now I'm trying to build a relationship with my son because it's very lonely not to get to talk to my son. And so I'm working on that, getting that relationship back.
28-year-old Nathan suffered from drug abuse as a teenager.
I was the outcast in school, and I moved to a different school, and I had a lot of friends too, but I was still an outcast.
Is that what led to your drug abuse?
Yeah. I don't know how I slipped into that. It just happened.
He is now 11 years clean and has restored a relationship with his family. Henriksen says one of Family Counseling Center's most effective treatments is group therapy.
Our group activities, there's our psychosocial rehabilitation services, and we offer that group Monday through Thursday. It's 4 hours a day, and it's a time where our clients that need to do some skill building and they want to build healthy relationships and they want to increase social interaction. And then they also are able to build that peer support that they need. There's about 20 of them that get together. So it gives them that sense of belongingness. It gives them a time to kind of identify with other people that are experiencing those same things that they're experiencing. They're able to relate with one another. They're able to discuss their own stories, what they've overcome.
19-year-old Sean has been treated at Family Counseling Center for over 2 years now. He's been isolated from his family off and on since he started getting in trouble with the law at the age of 13. He says the services have changed his life.
When I see somebody down or doesn't really have a lot of friends, and I step in, and try to help that person out, I feel good. When I used to be a real negative person, and I'm better now, that's good. And I come into family counseling, these guys, and, then these guys are my family now.
50-year-old Jerry has been in treatment for mental illness for around 30 years.
You could be in a crowd of people and feel lonely because you don't feel like you fit in or whatever. And there's been times where I quit the service. Well, I just stayed home. I decided I didn't need them, and I got sick behind it and ended up in the hospital, in the mental hospital. And realized that isolating yourself will just make things worse.
Now he uses the group sessions to try to help the younger clients.
I feel that we have a common bond in there, and there's confidentiality. You know, you're supposed to leave what's said at group at group, and it helps to point somebody else to the right way.
Hendrickson says the feeling of loneliness is real and should not be pushed aside.
Reading through this study, that there is concern for loneliness, and it is a significant symptom, and it's not something to be overlooked, and it's not something to not share with others. As this study kind of looks into, there are probably more people experiencing it than one would think. So always reach out for help. Even the smallest symptom can lead to something much larger and start impacting your life in other areas.
You can find links to the resources provided by the Family Counseling Center and to the Cigna Loneliness Study on our webpage at WSIUnews.org. I'm Brad Palmer.